The East Coast is digging out from an almost record-breaking weekend snowfall. The National Park Service measured 22 inches of snow at the White House, and Dulles International Airport recorded just under 30 inches. The Indiana Department of Homeland Security says the capital city's government requested the snowmelter. The bright yellow semi-truck-sized machine started its eastward journey from the Indianapolis International Airport on Monday morning. DHS spokesman John Erickson says the machine uses multiple jets of hot water to melt snow dropped into it by tractors and bulldozers. Because of the different types of snow, light and fluffy or heavy and dense, calculating the snowmelter's ability to clear a measurable area is difficult. But liquefying 60 tons of snow an hour by weight is like getting rid of 30 Ford Tauruses or one German World War II Mark VI tank. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.